The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Let me switch gears a little bit and speak to Mr. Tilo. Tilo Cruz, the German that is trekking across Trinidad. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. The entire listenership here of Freedom 106.5 FM is listening to you.
All right. Hey, guys.
So, before
is
we...
Is my connection good?
Yes, you're connecting very good. We're hearing you.
Okay.
All right. So, before we go into our interview, let's talk a little bit of who Tilo Cruz is. Tell our listeners who you are.
Well, I'm a guy walking across Trinidad with no money and no equipment. Other than my clothes, and yeah, I think that's about it. Well, also I'm a backpacker who hitchhikes around the world.
Mm-hmm. So you have done this in other countries?
Not really like this. Well, I've been I walked from Germany to Spain, called the Camino Santiago.
Okay, so what brought you to the shores of Trinidad and Tobago for you to make this groundbreaking trek?
You've got good dry docks.
We've got good what?
Dry docks. So I hitchhiked across the ocean with my captain, and I worked as a crew member, basically. And if you do that, you go where captain says you go.
Oh.
And captain needed to fix the ship, and you got good dry docks. So I arrived in Trinidad.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. All right, cool. Now, I noticed, where did you start this walk from? What point did you started walking from?
Well, the very end of the lighthouse in Toko.
So you would have started your walk from there?
Yes.
All right. So I want, now, as a fellow that's going on the ground with my interviews, so I'm asking you this. We're going ball by ball here. So you would have started at 0-100 hours or whatever it was, and you started walking. You were walking alone, yes?
Yes.
With your clothes on your back and a camera.
Well, I don't have a bag. But I have a backpack now, but that someone gifted that to me.
Someone gifted you a backpack. But the backpack but what does it contain? What sort of survival, if any?
Right now, just food and water, because so many people give me food and water. It's crazy.
Wow.
I need to try to get them, give that away.
That's
too much.
But that's good. That's good. So, I mean, you when I looked at your video, you talked about wanting to showcase that Trinidad and Tobago is not just about crime and criminals overthrowing our country, but we have good people here. You know, we have great persons here, and you're going to prove that because you're going to make that trek from Toko, which is the furthest end of Trinidad, to the next end. So your journey is expected to conclude where?
Well, at the end of Ikakas.
So you're heading down Ikakas side.
Yeah.
So are you going to be walking the highway? Is it the back roads?
No, it's back roads, country roads.
Country roads.
I have to avoid the highway. Like the first 3 days, it was possible, but right now, I'm not sure. Like, some people might know me from TikTok. I've got, like, I don't know exactly how many, but a lot of people know me right now, and a lot of people want photos. And as much as you wouldn't believe that, but it slows me down a lot. Like, I've got, like, 7 photos in 10 minutes, you know? And then we talk, like, everybody asks the same question, like, you know, what motivates you to do that? Like, how are you? Like, how's it going? And, you know, that slows me down a lot.
Okay, because you would have had a set target in mind as to how you when you would like to complete your journey.
Well, yes, but I still try to avoid the roads because, like, it takes a lot of time. Like, okay, there was the TV, but, like, 3 days ago or so, we mainly walked through villages and main roads. And normally that's 20 kilometers would be 4 hours. Now it's, like, 9 hours.
Wow.
Like, okay, I did an interview with the TV, and that slowed me down too, but, like, it really takes a lot of time from you.
But do you pull aside to take a sleep at night, so are you still walking during the night?
What? This is day 10 right now, so I don't walk 10 days straight. No, I just go somewhere and talk to people and ask for a place to sleep.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So you rest up a bit and then you continue. And I mean, the idea is not for you to be in a survival mode. It's just showcase the warm reception that Trinidad and Tobago, Trinbegonians have for persons that they love, the camaraderie. That's what you're trying to highlight. So by you stopping and asking for a place to sleep and getting that place to sleep, that is what you are trying to highlight. You're not in a survival mode where, you know, you're naked and afraid and you're out there in the middle of the wilderness trying to survive 40 nights. That's not what you're on.
Yeah, well, you might say it is a survival mode in some way, but my goal is, like, the thing is, if you're in a survival mode in the world, it's not a survival mode in the wilderness, but survival mode in the city. Like, I would die if people wouldn't give me food and water on the trip. At least food, maybe not, but, like, you really, really need water, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody would give me water. That would be a very, very short end because the sun is really hot.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like I'm in some way in a survival mode, and like the people who help me along the way, like the way that the fact that I am in a survival mode, like, showcases the kindness of the people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, the kindness. And that's what I'm saying. You know, you were making this to highlight the kindness of the people because of the, you know, the negative light that was shone on us in terms of crime and criminality. Now, there was an unfortunate situation I saw you post on TikTok there where you were robbed, you know, and do you care to share about that experience?
Well, I mean, like, they tried to rob me. I mean, you know, nothing I didn't expect. You know, some young guys who saw a white guy with a phone. Back then, there wasn't a lot of people who know me and who just, you know, saw a paycheck or whatever. And, you know, took an opportunity.
Now, this did not sadden you or deter you from your goal, I realize.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it's nothing that I didn't expect from the beginning, you know. It was something I didn't hope, and I really hope it doesn't happen again, and I took some precautions, but, yeah, no, I mean, like, there are always bad people, you know. It's in a small minority, but most people are really good people, and I still believe that.
Because for me, taking precautions kind of defeats the purpose of what you're trying to highlight. This is my thought process, because if I'm walking through a particular area and I'm saying to the people, listen, I believe that some of these people are misguided, however, there are good people out here. I want to be able to show that, you know, with minimal security in place, that there are good persons. And if I have to walk around with a security team to help me accomplish this, it simply means that I have defeated the purpose in which I was trying to highlight. I don't know how you view it, but you said you put things in place to try to prevent it from happening again.
Well, I don't really have a security team right now. I'm kind of alone. Okay, there's like a guy from the Baptist church who like spontaneously joined me, but today I'm alone. Well, one day the hunters joined me, but still I'm alone. Precautions, I mean, like, I send regular updates of my location to secure contact.
Okay.
And I also don't, like, I'm way more cautious. I don't take phone calls if I'm somewhere in a insecure area. Don't show my phone. I always ask people about the crime situation in this area, stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't have a security team.
Okay, well, beautiful, beautiful. Because the thing about it is, once you ask persons and they're providing with information, you know, I think it was really, really sad that citizens of this country, even though they were in the minority, were able, you know, had an attack on you where, you know, you were trying to do something really, really positive that even us here citizens are not brave enough or willing to make that journey across the island, you know, trying to showcase hospitality of our nation. You know, I truly applaud you. If I might ask, where are you now? What location are you?
South. Where am I right now? Sorry, where am I right now? They're asking for the location. How's it called? Ribeiro Trace? Pinal Rock Road. I don't know if that's
something to you. Okay.
Yeah, down there. Somewhere in like a small village.
Yeah, it's a small village, Pinal. Yeah, wow. That's a stretch from Toko to Pinal.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a stretch. That's a stretch, you know. Well, the thing is for me, outside of that negative experience, what sort of dishes would you have been given along the way? What sort of meals was provided for you along the way?
What do you mean, meals?
Well, you know, you got food stuff, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I am hoping they didn't just give you a snack.
You mean what I eat?
What did you eat,
from... So basically, cars stop and give me food.
Okay.
Well, that wasn't my plan. I didn't, like, expect to be, like, super famous, but now I have the problem that I've got too much food and I can't eat at all and I have to carry it. Like, it's crazy, like, especially if I walk main roads, but even, like, the farms. Like, here today, I've got farmers stop me and give me papaya and mango, and people invite me in their homes. So much. I turn down so much, but I still get so much. It's crazy.
Well, that's the blessings. That's the blessings. And, I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, bro, you did say in the inauguration of your trek is that you're going to highlight the hospitality and kindness of persons on the island. So, you are famous. Yes, you are. We see you. We know who you are now. Those TikTok, you can't expect to go on social media, put out a TikTok video, and we don't know who you are. So, I mean, I am very happy to know that you have been able to be blessed with so much, so much so that you have to turn away. And I'm happy that you are turning away the food, you're not wasting it. And I'm really, really grateful that persons are really coming forward and showing you, what you set out to see. In light of the negative thing that took place, you are still getting great hospitality from the citizens.
Yeah, no, that's true. Like, a lot of people are super nice. I'm also glad about that. Actually, like, there's still some people who want to help me out who don't know about it. Like, I was in a mosque, and the, like, imam there, he didn't have a phone, so he didn't know about me, but he still gave me a place to sleep there. And he found about my trip later when, like, the other Muslims came over. So... it's also sometimes people who didn't know about that.
Well, that's good. So persons who don't know actually was able to extend the kindness to you, and now they found out after who you are. So you're not just getting persons assisting you who know what you're doing, but you're getting persons assisting you with very little to no knowledge of who you are. So I hope...
Well, it's kind of rare right now because right now there are so many people who know about this. But, one mosque who didn't know about me, the first church I slept in didn't know about me, and well, the first day there were still a few people who didn't know about me, so I got like some shark sandwich for free and some other things for free. And sometimes in like remote villages, people don't know about me and still give me stuff. But it's getting rare, right? Nearly all people know about this, but I just want to say, like, sometimes people, you just talk to who still give you stuff who don't know about this.
Well, hello, I don't want to keep you back. I know these interviews do slow you down, and you did mention it. You have your agenda, and I think you have successfully so far been able to accomplish what you had set out to do, which is to showcase the hospitality and greatness of our people and our nation. So I want to congratulate you so far on the journey, and I want to wish you the best going forward, because no doubt you're going to be given food stuff. They're going to be coming at you. You're gonna have a great one, So
I hope so. I hope I can inspire people, help people, do a little bit of good, see the country along the way, and leave a positive mark.
You will. I'm talking with you now, and I feel the warmness. I'm happy to know that the citizens are reaching out to you, but more so the ones who don't know what you were doing and still giving you that greatness and that kindness. And I'm really, really happy to hear that. So thank you, Mr. Cruz, for chatting with me this afternoon here on Freedom. All the best on your journey, sir. And I think we will be touching in with you at the end, for you to give us a comprehensive oversight as to how the entire experience was. Yeah?
All right. We could arrange that somehow.
All right. Thank you so much. You be safe. Nice. And that's Tilo out there, Tilo Cruz, the German that is walking across there. I mean, I'm hearing it in his voice. He's not annoyed, that you all are stopping him, wanting to get photos and pictures. But you are slowing him down, Trinidad. You are slowing him down with your ever heartfelt gratitude and appreciation and all of that.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.